You know what I mean? What's going on with you? You know
Love
what I mean? Helping you, helping you not only get information for connecting to young artists and, you know what I mean, young you know, females who want to come and, you know what I mean, be a part of what's going on.
What we're actually working on right now is we're putting together a dance project campaign.
Okay.
So we're trying to raise money. I always feel like the reason why I think things open up in our community and they close down so fast is because it's not community built.
Right, right.
Most things are commercial built and just placed in our community.
Right.
I feel like our community.
Get in for the consumer.
Our community will appreciate
base.
It more if we all put an equal effort in building it. So we're trying to create a campaign where I can open up my own institution to provide mentoring programs, to provide health classes, dance
classes.
You hear
that, Congressman?
All of that.
Congresswomen,
congressperson. Congressman Kenyatta is amazing. Dwight Evans is amazing. All these amazing councilmen.
Mm-hmm.
They love the arts and they're very much involved in arts. We just need you guys to just get involved. And parents, bring your kids out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're right in the neighborhood. If they don't have transportation, let us know. Reach out to us. That's why we're here.
Right.
We just want to take the youth and those adults who feel like when they got to a certain age, dance was over for them,
mm-hmm.
because life hits you. It happens.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you do things. You do things when you're younger,
exactly.
And like you dance when
you're
younger,
you
and you get older,
and
you know, you have
you're
married,
like
you have a baby, you open up a store. I mean, but you can still, if you discipline in anything that built character, and you ever put energy in it, anything you ever did in life, it's never too late.
Mm-hmm.
It's never too late. Never too late to be successful. It's never too late to be amazing. Never too late.
I like that.
And I am here to provide everything that I have to make sure that you are successful.
I am Chocolate Ballerina,
yes.
CEO on Instagram. Yo, listen, because like even as I checked you out before, you know what I mean, beforehand, I was just like, your people hit me up. I'm like, of course she could come on the show. You tried it. I love this type of stuff. Because most people, they don't think about giving back. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? And then if you have it, why not? Because that's how, you know, a lot of things have gotten started for
mm-hmm.
a lot of us. You know what I mean? So shout out to you being a pioneer. Now, I have to ask you this. Are you also supporting any up-and-coming artists, music, inside what's going on? Because, you know, Philly is a music city right now.
Yeah, I'm always looking for it. I'm actually, the way, I'm always reaching out to artists.
Okay.
You know, like, hey, you're a dope rap artist. People hear your music, they automatically want to twerk or turn up or jump around.
Mm-hmm.
But why not create a visual where your music is to ballet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, change that stigma. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? Like, I want people to start looking at urban music, especially urban hip-hop music, as not just a black thing.
Yeah.
And then when it gets to a higher platform, it becomes a pop thing.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Popular.
You know what I mean?
And then pop doesn't always have to be you're excluding anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I reached to a lot of people. I actually reached out to like Philly Freeway before, and I was like, hey, like, I'm willing to put my dancers behind you free of charge. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just want the exposure. I just want to bring those two lanes together to create a whole nother genre.
Well, I love the idea, and I know I'm going to recommend you amazing artists.
Thank you.
I know I'm going to get Sean King on, and he makes amazing music. Wait till you even check it out. You guys
yeah,
are going
I
got to
check
kill.
It out for sure.
You know what I mean? And then even, like I said, like, you know, and even helping to keep promoting what's going on, just keep tagging me. You
mm-hmm.
know what I mean? You can wear radio, hashtag Philly Shine Radio. We'll repost. We'll definitely keep checking you out and supporting
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank
it was amazing
so
to have you come out
Thank
and give
you.
Out the
appreciate you guys.
No, listen.
Big up to you guys really doing your thing. I love everything that's street. Everything
listen.
That's street, that's real.
We
and it's
keep
like,
it real.
We here and we raw, but we here and we try to do something positive. We try to create a platform for people to get exposed, people to get support, and I really, really appreciate that. I appreciate everybody in this room. Y'all probably can't see everybody in this room, but there's a lot of people in this room.
We in a room.
Everybody that took the time to even just check out my page. I love that. Check out my kids. I love that. Check out my company. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever went to my website, I love that. I appreciate you. If you ever see me in the street and said, hey, thank you for doing this. I appreciate you. I see you doing it. Thank you for doing that. If you ever sent me a DM and said, hey, I love what you're doing. I'm proud of you. Thank you so much. I can't say thank you enough.
That's what's up. Well, you left the number one radio station, Glockaware Radio Station, Philly Shine Radio. Chanel Holland, y'all.
Shout out Black Awareness Radio.
Shout out to all y'all chocolate ballerinas out there.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you. We're going to take some pictures. We're going to play some music. You know what I mean? Toast it up a little bit. Make sure everybody got
the
Oh, no, we're not playing Nas. They're going to take my video down. Play Nas later. Shout out to Nas. Congratulations on them M's you just
got. Shout out to Nas.
We like Nas a lot, though.
I love
Nas. I'm going to put you on to something. You're going to love it. Just get money, bro. 10 p.m. Yeah, I got you, baby. Philly Shine Radio. She like, I'm making requests.
I love Nas.
We love Nas, too.
That's so corny.
No, that's no problem. Now he's gonna make some new music for us. Oh, I don't know. He just got some
millions.
He got some millions of dollars.
Oh, yeah, I'll take some wine.
He got the millions of dollars.
I was gonna drink. I just normally wait till after.
Okay, yeah, that's no problem. Yeah, well, go ahead and drink.
You want some wine? Oh, you got some already?
Okay, go ahead, Mom. I'm good.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, just I'm gonna get stuff organized. Move these chairs out. Let's just take pictures because I like to take pictures on the wall.
Okay.
Fran.
Thank you guys so much, though.
Of course.
So
Fran, I'm gonna take a couple pictures with her.
Mom, you guys, that's it. Before you come in.
Two cans.
BlockAware exclusive, run that shit back.
Yeah.
BlockAware exclusive, run that shit back.
You
want to
go with the camera?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to take it, Mama?
No,
I got you. You got them? Hold on. Okay, right here. Hold on, Mama.
Thank you, guys.
Love your lace. Thank you, baby.
Yes, all the angles.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I'll put you on. I'm going to see your picture of them. Because all I do is just get right on the mirror
and just go up.
Yeah.
See, they look like individuals. They look good.
Yeah, I got the brand. I'm going to show you the brand and everything. The brand only
$3.99.
She
likes
it.
Yes. I love so much
real. That's all that ballerina stuff.
I like when I was like, you know, like.
But you got a good body, though.
Now all my clothes, like, I go to somebody else.
You might as well give me this. I'm filling up for you. Nah, I ain't never losing weight.
Don't give up.
I'm not going to change numbers in other rooms.
What do you want to say?
No, I'm just saying. I'm, I just thought y'all was about to start seeing your phone number. You can people call you.
Senator is, and you literally need to send them a bill and just we need to keep plugging HB 50.
So that's all we can
do?
Like, can we show up?
Can
we?
What do you just put in? House of Representatives?
Yeah, so you put in Pennsylvania House of Representatives,
uh-huh.
And then you just put in your zip code, and it's going to tell you exactly who your House of Representatives is.
Okay.
Yeah.
On March 18th, me and a group of people that support the Philadelphia cannabis scene will actually be going to our Harrisburg Capitol steps. We're going to be lobbying out there for this House Bill 50 to be passed, and also I'm going to be meeting with a few of the senators and House Representatives to talk to them about gaining more support for this bill to be introduced into Pennsylvania.
Now, are we allowed to come with you March 18th?
Absolutely.
Like, you need it? Because, you
absolutely.
Know, we could organize. That's enough time for us to,
because,
we got
to
organize and bring
I
a whole,
because
it's strength in numbers,
yes,
right? Because, like,
absolutely.
Something like this has to say, not only, I mean, they already know what the medical benefits are for marijuana and cannabis. What's the proper word?
Cannabis, they call it cannabis now.
I'm going to call it a little green stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? Y'all know the green stuff helps people. You know what I mean? It helps out, you know what I mean, so much. So they know that. So, like I said, like, is it going to be the more people that want it? Like, do we have to say, like, will this be something that's going to be eventually put on a ballot, or this is a bill that can pass through, you know what I mean, the whole state houses or whatever?
Yeah, so this is something that can pass through the state houses, but it potentially could, you know, become a public issue where it can be a vote. And if that is the case, we wanted to have something for especially the cannabis supporters and smokers here to hear about and know, not just say we want full-scale recreation and, like, just scream for that. There is an actual bill that has been written that hasn't been passed yet, but it has been introduced into the House Senate, and it's called House Bill 50, HB 50. And that is full-scale expungements for marijuana-related crimes, being able to grow your own plants, and then the full-scale legalization for cannabis here in Pennsylvania.
Recreation, like, let it be known. It's a lot of stuff in Pennsylvania. I might just buy that house out in the Poconos. I'm going to need some land.
I wanted to see
Wookie's berries was good.
Years that I've been working, like, in this scene, and since I've been introduced into it, you know, and started becoming active in it about, like, 3 years ago, I never thought that this day would be coming, but we are so
Pennsylvania,
close,
right?
So close for Pennsylvania to becoming, like, full scale legal.
Well, that's what's up. I can't wait to support you. You know what I mean? You know, I got your back in every and anything that you do. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, my sister be busy. Now, do you know what the steps were for other states like Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, y'all talking in the mic. What are y'all saying? What was Colorado? What was their steps? What did Massachusetts have to go through?
And we have been following right along. So the very first step for any state to introduce it full scale on a recreational aspect, number one is the decriminalization of marijuana. Because right now, you know that the U.S. has marijuana as, like, a Schedule One drug, essentially. But, you know, when Obama...
That's that Fed talk.
Yeah. But when Obama came...
Oh, wait.
What's that?
Speaking of big moves, gotta shout out Sean King. He's actually been working on something for 2 years. He's, you know, he's always done real estate, but he's actually going to be a real estate developer on a major scale and just close a crazy multi-million-dollar deal. So shout out to that black man, real heavy, you know what I mean? Sean winning, Glock Aware, Philly Shine Radio, we all winning, you know what I mean? Because Sean King definitely supports the team real crazy. So I hope he calls in so we could talk to him. Mm-hmm. He might be on a private island or something. He might have left already. He might have left.
Ow.
Him and Nas together somewhere spending money. But what else were you saying?
So dealing with, like, you know, how you get a whole, like, full scale, like, recreational, it starts with the first step of decriminalizing, as I was saying.
But they already did that, right?
Yep, they did that 2 years ago. That's actually how, you know, I got started in this scene and throwing, like, the parties and events and stuff that I used to throw is once it became decriminalized and it's like, okay, well, there's loopholes and stuff that are around this. And then them introducing the bill to make it legal on a medicinal aspect, which is something that we already did.
Right.
So then the very next step is going to the full scale, you know, recreational aspect of it as well. So that, the whole logistics of that is, it all boils down to money and also how you are going to handle, you know, people that have marijuana related crimes.
Right.
And what a lot of states have done is, you know, it's expungement. Like, if it's something that's legal now, you can't penalize that.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that that's so important, especially for the Black community, because that is the majority of people that we have been locked up for.
Right. They want to go on in trouble.
Related crimes. Yeah. So it's going to give a lot of people a second chance to get better jobs, be able to. Also,
so we want to get drug. Yeah, you want to get drug tests. You know what I mean? They're gonna look for all that other stuff. Weed is cool. Right? Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, weed cool. I might go get me another job.
Plus,
like,
it's gonna create jobs because you got people that need to like grow your weed. You have people that, you know, right now, my homegirl, she works at a dispensary. Shout out to Hello and Beyond Dispensary.
Your zone.
Center City, but she is a
That's what's up. I saw that. That's what's, of course she knew. Of course they knew my sister.
So,
what my sister do?
She's a trimmer there, and she makes $15 an hour trimming weed all day.
I could trim weed.
Okay. You know,
tell her I'm gonna come take her job.
Like,
I'm gonna take her job. South Park
and
job.
And these are like new job opportunities.
I'm rolling up.
Like,
hold up.
Right during my break, I'm gonna be like, look. I went to my doctor's office. I was like, I got this cough. I need some weed. He was like, you shouldn't smoke if you're coughing. I'm like, all right, you're the wrong doctor. I'm joking. I'm making up stuff. I would never talk to my doctor like
that.
You
have an edible instead.
Yeah. Give me the slip. But you won't need the slip soon. HB 50, March 18th. We're going to make sure that we're all supporting because it's going to help people. You know what I mean? It's so much craziness going on. You know, I got to give a rest in peace shout out, and I can't even believe it. I don't even know how to say it. Oh, man. Like, it's really hurtful how people just hurt each other, and I don't even know what for, you know what I mean? And most times it's because of poverty, or they need money, or they just want to take shit from people. But take, y'all got to stop taking lives out here, man.
Yeah.
This shit is just bad. Like, it's bad. It's real bad.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, y'all niggas get on my motherfucking nerves. Damn. Fucking popping ass people out here trying to make something of them fucking selves, and y'all are fucking shooting them. It's ridiculous. Like, let's make some fucking money, please. Like, do something. Like, come on. It's something else you could do besides be violent. But I feel like something like this is going to help people. They say, like, you know what I mean? Those, that person who was selling weed and keep getting locked up for it, now you can do the business actually.
Yeah.
You already have the business mindset. Like, let's take it to, you know what I mean, doing something actual, factual, and popping.
You know,
you,
one of the things that California is doing, especially to help out, because when you have the full-scale recreational happen, a lot of times what happens is that, you know, people who already have money or corporate America, they jump on it and they take it away, and there's nothing.
Look at, what's the
poor
name? Boehner. Like, you know, he used to be a Republican, you know what I mean, the Speaker of the House and everything. Now he's got a weed company. He's
so,
like, I've seen the light.
You know,
he's seen a dollar sign.
Well, what California is doing now, because it's full-scale recreational.
He wasn't smoking it before. He's not that guy.
They are allowing, you know, people within the urban community to open up their own, like, smoke cafes and, like, smoke lounges, but, like, in their hood. So they're like, if you're from here, we'll give you the funding, we will help you to open up these.
And that's what, and I was going to say, like, I'm sure, and that's what I was going to say in closing, like, I'm sure included in the bill is ways to start businesses and companies with it. So you guys, come on now. Like, most people, they don't vote and they don't care about it. But a lot of things that happens, like wanting to get licensing, wanting to, you know what I mean, get bigger things, happens through the government. So.
Yeah.
We'll get into that. And thank you for bringing us the good news.
Absolutely.
We about to party to some good music.
Hey.
You know what I mean? I'm going to put that real that real good shit on that. Short King, Check the Drip. I had to get the correct download. You know what I mean? We want to celebrate for him and my boy Nemo Bar. This, that band, Philly Shine Radio. What's good? Yes, Ash.
That is
so popping.
I did not even know that was all happening.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But, that's great.
Listen, people that want this to happen in Philly are not talking about
everybody it. Wants this to happen.
Yeah.
Please
we need it to happen.
We need it.
We need
actually benefits people a lot, which people don't know. There's PTSD, anxiety,
yep.
relaxing. There may be a lot less children if people just smoke weed and just chill out.
Yep.
It used to be considered a gateway drug, but that's not
they
true.
They removed that marijuana is considered a gateway drug because there's scientific research that proves that's not true.
I mean,
think about it. I've never.
Some people don't care about science.
I've been cool with my butt.
Oh, your mother gets here. I don't want
to
do
that. Yeah, well, it needs to be like, especially at my house, you grow your own weed. You can't even sell that.
Right.
Like, that's actually really good. I'm like, that's some good news. I wonder if you can make it to smoothies.
Jen, what up, Big G?
Yeah,
I'm
good. Yeah?
I'm
good. I'm like, yeah, get smoothies.
What's good? Good to see you again.
I'm sorry. Scott,
what's good? Big G. You bringing some white people weed? So what's the difference? It's a joke. That's good. Welcome, man. Welcome, babe.
Yeah, very good.
We're about to bring some hip-hop to Philly Shine Radio. You know what I mean? We gotta bring some hip hop.
I want to drink some wine, some energy, some.
You want a little wine? Yeah, get a little drink.
I'm not
bad. That's so lit, babe. So I wanted to talk to y'all about drinking
party drugs.
We have to
Drink
some
party drugs.
We can accommodate you by then, maybe. 2K, will the bus be fixed by Mark KP?
Yeah. It's on Monday, because I wanted to.
On Monday, that's a great day.
Listen, we deal with government. Shit, everything.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I know.
Well, I'm a G. I'm a G. Right here.
Okay.
You can still pass the weed. You can still pass the weed.
That's the dream girl. And then this one is the bubble dish.
Oh, that's real New shit. Sean King, check the drip. What? Don't you just text me, tell me later. Everybody listening.
Oh.
All this shit. This is definitely the sensitive mic carrier. Yo, I just stop all this shit.
You know, I can hear you. That's how I
get. You can't turn this up. Get over here, G. You in the hot seat, Jay. Yes, if you want, you can have this later.
Oh, that's good.
What's going on? You all right?
I'm great. It's great to see you.
Yeah, I'm
not. I'm like, you always say we get
to the you got to right? Because I got a bone. Ready if this shit is wet.
All right, well, we'll see. I haven't been in rat shit in a while.
Get the brown cigarette.
Yeah,
I'm a little nervous, that's all right.
Welcome.
So we want to do like interview one person for a little bit.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard them all the time.
Hello.
And that what happened to me.
Is she on the phone?
And I do the same thing you do.
I haven't really came across anybody that's really nice like that besides the people that we spit with.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, really you spent the day too?
Baby.
Look at her. We all ran her looking like a movie star and shit. You know, he's plotting over there and shit. That's what's up. No, that's welcome, you know what I mean? But shout out to people's in the building.
Yeah, me and my brother's in here, you know what I mean? Blood brother, 8 years apart, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Well, tell everybody his name.
I don't know if he wants to be out there.
Oh, all right. You see, he got the sunglasses on. Yeah, he's like, look, y'all not identifying shit over here. Now, what's always drawn me to you is your personality and, you know what I mean, a lot of your music. Like, even when I critique you and say stuff, like, you come back better. And then, like, has it ever been anybody else that's, like, physically around you to, like, help inspire you? Like, oh, all right, now you need to make sure you go to the studio. You want to perform. And then even coming to the radio station or whatever.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I got to give big shout-out to my cousin. He started it off, and, well, we started it off together, you know what I mean? But he's always, every time I'm doing, he's like, yo, you know what I mean? And sometimes I'll be, like, believing and shit, but he's just sitting. Even though he's still, like, you don't give a fuck. He's just like, keep going.
I'm gonna let you spit some shit acapella, you know what I mean? Get some shit off your chest. Because yeah. I like how raw you are, and I feel like a lot of people, they take that away in hip-hop, you know what I mean? But I don't enjoy a good, you know, wordplay, similes, you know what I mean? But I like when, you know what I mean, niggas is really showing their passion, showing, you know what I mean, who they are. Because most people, they want the music to be what I like. No, this is music of him
or
expressing
like,
himself.
You know what? Some things gotta be commercial because they try to get different market and stuff like that. So it's all about what's the market. So if you just feel authentic to yourself, and that's
right.
Different, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
To yourself, to your hood. What's good? You know what I mean? Wait a minute. I'm gonna turn the music down and the headphones. Where to? I'm right back. All right, right there. I'm gonna turn the music down and your headphones. Let you go. In. I thought brother was going rap. You know what I mean? He's like, I need a mask too. We got this big hat. He's like, I gotta hide my identity. We got this big hat over there.
Who
y'all
hiding from the feds? Like,
shut up! You don't ask the person where they hide from. Just they hide, and you help them hide, or you just mind your business. Yeah, no, he going to spit acapella. You want to wrap this scarf around your face?
Nah,
like, you know what I mean?
I'm good.
He's like, I'm good.
You help people hide. They not going to say, I'm hiding from Officer 6'4 and shit. No, fuck that and shit. But let me hear something.
All
right. Of course. Yeah, we ready. Y'all ready?
My uncle said it was a cold, cold world, so I came to heat it up. She got her legs wide open. I came to beat it up.
Oh, shit.
She got her legs wide open. I came to eat it up. I don't know what the fuck you thought. You still getting caught with this verbal assault. I can bring you a whole list of all these battles I fought. I ain't carrying a fucking pistol, bitch. I'm carrying chalk. I'll slice up your chest with the hawk. I'm the predator when I stalk. You flow like a snitch. You talk like a trick. You play pussy, get licked once the pistol gets gripped.
Oh,
my breath still humming because I stay talking shit. You better than me, please. You can suck my fucking dick. My outer space savagery defies the laws of gravity. I put my hand around your tongue and rip it out just like a cavity. It was hard to get hoes when my clothes were old and raggedy.
Mm.
Now everywhere I go, all these girls keep fucking grabbing me. Mm. Now that I'm balling, they pick up the phone and keep calling. Fuck are you drawing?
Oh.
You rapping all hype, think you improving your life. But when it comes to real life, you fucking act like a dyke. I got your face up in the kill shot and I'm adjusting my sight. You will never see it coming like a spark in the night. Your skills are weak at best. You will never sign on the dotted line with it. I'll grab an axe from out my porch and split your fucking spine with it.
Wait a minute, you a battle rapper? Who is he coming in? Listen, he ain't running from none of y'all niggas. He's coming for all y'all motherfuckers or, you know, you guys. Whoever, not niggas, you got it, you know what I mean? But no, that was crazy. Never ever thought about being a battle rapper with them crazy ass bars, because it's like, yo, I'm gonna sick you on somebody, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
what's
I mean,
up? I can put some money behind you, battling.
Whatever, it really doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm about to go. We about to go sign this deal. I'm gonna take a music break. You know what I mean? Then we gonna throw some beats on. Talk more. You heard that shit? Look out here! You know, like a dyke. Yeah,
I got both of the beats on the deck, though.
I was not expecting you to go in like this. That's hot.
Say this on the top and then let it go.
You want to spark one of these verses up real quick?
I'm about to pass you this one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to talk about the music and packages after the show too, Ken. I said I want to talk about music and packages after the show.
Then
we gotta do that. Next song, go. All right, baby.
I love
you. Yeah. No, this is Get Money Drum.
I'll get my drum.
I like it. Charger?
Nope, it's in my car.
Thanks to this brown cigarette, sister.
You're welcome.
Charger?
Yeah, Charger. I'm supposed
to. Get our Apple Charger over here. What's up, brother? Like, what you gonna put on? We got a, we need a ski mask.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm going to read.
Wow. I want to hear what he
got to say.
Wow.
Yeah, he's hanging out.
I'm going to take this up and call again.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay.
Hurry up and die. I'm out here in the boonies, so.
She yeah. out there.
Oh, yeah, I'm out here.
No, check the Google Maps.
An hour and a half.
Well, definitely still, you know, we have multiple options, you know what I mean? Say what's up to my other guest, Big G. Big G, say hi
Hello.
To Butterfly Nate.
Hey, Butterfly, what's up?
What's up, Big G?
Yeah.
You was the one sitting in bars?
Yeah.
You was the one sitting in bars, the battle rap and all that?
Yeah, I know he said like he was battling with somebody.
Yeah,
he's talking to somebody. Fuck
yeah.
that. Fuck
yeah.
that.
Yeah, like he gonna
like,
rip his tongue out. He said it sounded like rip his tongue out like a cavity or something. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, that's the type of shit he into. You know what I mean? That's
yeah.
the shit he do. You know what I mean? That's real shit. But you got some crazy music too, my dear.
What
are you working on?
Oh man, I'm working
you
on a lot.
You sent two records.
Yes, I did. Damn, what did I send, though? I don't even remember what I sent. That's crazy. You do. Okay. No, I got so much shit going on, but right now, like, y'all
it's
getting...
It's
Cash
getting a, Out and Nothing New. Cash Out and Nothing New.
What I think I sent something else. I sent something else. I got some new...
Well, maybe that's what it's called.
I
sent it. Oh, all right. Well, send me that new shit.
I got
a couple or whatever.
I got you. You can play Nothing New, though. Nothing New is hot. That's a hot joint. It's an old joint, but that's hot.
Oh, no, that's my old joint. Yeah.
My
shit, too.
But I sent some new shit to your email, too. But y'all get a sneaky exclusive. I mean, this is, like, some sneaky, sneaky exclusive. Me and, you know, Porter Water. Me and Miss Porter.
Oh, yes.
We in the booth, so we working right now. We got some stuff coming out, just like some ladies.
Oh, you sent me
shit.
Three.
Yeah.
I didn't even see these. Oh,
yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, that's what's up. What you mean, ladies on lady shit?
Oh, wow, that's what I'm saying. I just gave you a little tip.
We putting y'all into the motherfucking joint. Ain't nothing wrong with it. I'm going to get this joint uploaded. We're going to definitely get to see you when the weather's better. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's a definite.
Glock Aware, Philly Shine Radio, we all support you crazy. You know
yes.
what I mean? You work hard. You know what I mean?
Sure.
If you get some crazy battle bars, maybe you could do something with my guests. You know what I mean? But you got to come hard.
Damn, I know, right? Oh, damn, he's been chilling, like, yo. Like, who you talking about? Who are you talking about right now? I got offended. I was listening.
I'm
I got offended.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm trying to tell you, I'm putting money up for the battle. Like, if y'all want
like,
to put that way,
y'all. I try to look him up on Instagram. I'm like, do he know somebody? I know who he's talking about right now. Like, I got offended. Like, wow. What you talking about? Like, I know. That's crazy. But yeah, real shit.
Crazy.
I like you know what I'm saying. Like, but I said like me and Porter, we got some shit coming. And me and Mr.
I love
Medusa
Porter.
Too. Me and Medusa,
oh,
we got some stuff coming too. So it's gonna be some ladies.
Oh,
stuff.
We gonna get into that music. You know what I'm saying? I still got my boy Big G in the building, even though my girl Nate wasn't here. You know what I mean? I'm gonna get into this music. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, fuck that.
Let's
we play exclusive shit. Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to Butterfly Nate doing that shit for the ladies. Oh, yeah. I got to say, everybody that was shouting you out, Bridge Life, She Are, you know what I mean? Yeah. LC Designs. And like, oh, we wanted her to come, you know what I mean? So everybody's showing you mad love here.
Yes. All my people was ready to call in and act crazy. And I'm like, oh, I don't think I'm going to make it. There's no draw today. Like, so.
We getting into this music, apologies. Y'all. Philly Sean Radio. Shout out to Butterfly Nay. Do your thing, baby.
Hey, let's get it.
Let me know. I have fun with your mom.
Yeah, I know. Good job. Right?
Real shit, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I
do want
your mind. Max,
tell Max, mind his business. I don't know. I'm telling myself, mind his
business.
Big G. Tell mind his business.
Oh,
he don't even know. Close up and ask the questions. Y'all the fans. Hey, the fans over there. He asked him about people.
He ain't got no glasses.
He's like, my baby mama sent the order right here.
Baby
mama sent it right here.
I think I will.
Oh, this joint hot. That's what I like about Nay. She makes music like this shit is real songs and shit. You feeling it? I'm gonna play one more song too, Ken. Yeah, Butterfly Nay. She letting y'all niggas know.
Like niggas damn
like
bitch. Butterfly Nay for calling in and sending them exclusive tracks, you know what I mean? Shout out to Get Money Dro for the great music. Shout out to Cash Fearless for the great music. And Sean King again, making that
Come on. Now I think the only one getting them M's this week. So that's what's up, Kim. Yeah. Shout out to you, baby. My boy Big G in the building. Like, you represent, like, we were talking about, you know what I mean? I'm letting you know, like, definitely going to sign a deal with you being my battle rapper, you know what I mean? They just had the battle this weekend. Check out that exclusive video with Vaca on Glockaware.com, you know what I mean? GlockaWear, you know what I mean? Check that shit out. What's up? You ready to battle? Like, you ready to get into my face, or are you not that type of rapper?
I mean, it doesn't really matter. Tell you the truth, I really don't care. I just don't give a fuck.
That's model is, I don't care.
That's like you sitting in the ring and shit.
Model is, but you came in here like I don't care.
Listen, no, but most people, they make it seem like that's like, oh, I'm post Fozzy guy, whatever. Know that mean? Whatever I gotta get done, I'm gonna get it done. I don't give a fuck how I gotta get it done, right?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, because you know, I don't know, I don't care, I'm not doing that, I'm staying home. Like, you know, I ain't scared of shit, I'm ready to go.
Right.
Exactly, yeah. Right. It's duality. It's English language, man. Use that shit. You see what he does with it? But who would you say is, like, you know, because I know you want to talk about, like, who your top five are, or you got a top 10 when it comes to, like, hip-hop.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's a lot of people that have been doing it, and, everybody wants to talk about the best and all that stuff, but just talk about favorites, you know what I mean? So favorites probably be like, I don't know, maybe Pharoah Monch number 5.
Okay. Oh, shit. You pulled out a name.
Yeah. Like, people that don't really
name
get it.
Yeah, listen.
You know, probably Black Thought number 4.
That's special. Mm-hmm. Okay. Friend, like, oh, yeah, that's official. That's it? Just two? Like, I don't like none of these other niggas. That's it.
OC from Digging in the Crates.
Who is that?
He's extremely underrated. OC from Digging in the Crates. He's extremely underrated. Just because of his album history.
Where is he from?
Just because of his album history and how long he's been in the game and all that stuff. It's ridiculous, and he's still putting shit out. He came out the same year as Illmatic came out. He came out the same year. Who else? Biggie came out. Mm-hmm. All those albums came out in '94, and his was in that 4.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still doing
it. Okay, that's what. That's what's up. Well, he stayed under the radar. Now listen, you gotta say one thing, like, you know, everybody don't get to hear everything, you know what I mean?
It's not, yeah, you know, exactly. So it's just a different, you know, it's exactly. But
he's somebody we should know.
Yeah, probably,
overshadowed
probably should know about him, you know.
94 was a crazy year for hip hop. We'll remember him back then.
Right. But those are some of the best years, you know,
okay,
and leading up to it.
So those are your favorites.
So I love it now. I think it fell off for a little bit, but it came back. It came back strong.
No.
But number 3,
number
4 would probably be Big Pun.
Legend. Yeah. I think he's having a crazy celebration for his birthday in New York soon. If it's not this week or whatever. Yeah, I mean, that's what's up. Shout out to Big Pun. Music is great now. So.
Yeah.
And skills. So who will be your number 5 then?
Number one.
Oh, so you did it in order. How you like them too?
From
94, number 3. Okay.
Yeah. It would have to be. It has to be Rakim.
Okay.
It has to be.
Rakim is amazing. 17th
letter.
Yeah, Rakim is amazing. What's your favorite Rakim song?
I like the whole albums that he puts together, just the whole album.
Ooh, you
know,
you like every album,
because
put people on. Everybody don't know what's hot in Rakim, like, you know what I mean. Y'all
Let the Rhythm Hit Him.
Let the Rhythm Hit Him. Okay,
that's my favorite album of his.
Okay,
just the way he put that together.
Okay,
it was ridiculous. If you go back and look at it now, and you break down his rhymes, it's something else. It's something else. You know, and you never really heard anybody on his level. People come with a different voice, a different style. But for him, he just had everything together.
Right.
You know what I mean? He just had it. You know, and he could even went bigger than what he did. The thing about him, he stayed true his whole fucking career.
Right.
You know what I mean? He didn't really, he just stayed the way it was.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but
you
go
know
anywhere.
But you know, certain people like me, you know what I mean? I guess I'm a more lazy hip hop consumer. You know what I mean? I'm like, people be like, oh, you heard that? How am I going to get his shit? Is it on BET? Is it on the radio? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But as I got older, I'm like, wait a minute. There's certain things that you can still experience. I think it was like a couple years ago. He was at the Doom Day, Rakim, like 3-4 years ago or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Still doing it.
So you got to, you know what I mean? You got to get up and not be lazy. Especially, what's your number three name again from Digital Crate?
OC. Yeah, OC. Yeah.
You don't know him. Who sit up there saying they like, oh, Shab did. Okay, Shab, you can know. Oh, yeah. Shab, I know. Wait, wait. 2K, where the record at? Let's get up there. You get exclusive over there with the DJ and the shit. Like, no, get fucked up. But I'm going to take this music break, and I'm going to have you spit some more. Like, you know what I mean? It's great having your personality on Fully Shine Radio.
Yeah, I appreciate
you know
it.
I
really got to say something about Clockaware as an establishment. This is extremely rare, if you think about it. This is extremely rare to have this.
Mm-hmm.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? To have people come in and do this.
Yeah, because you supported a couple of our events.
Oh, you know and you have to support.
Yeah.
You have to support.
That.
An establishment like this.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not.
Yeah,
just,
you said
I'm
a drop.
For real, I'm not.
Big
I'm not,
G said you have
I'm
to
not,
support.
Yeah, I'm not just, you know what I mean? It's.
Our
you know it. You know,
listen, now that's some real shit. Fuck that. We love that. Billy Sean Radio, Big G in the motherfucking building. We're going to run that back a million times. This is called an exclusive.
Yes.
Have to support us, motherfuckers. You have to support it. Play this song? Didn't I play this song already? I played this one already, right? This one. But it wasn't different. Okay. This is shit I wanted to play. All right. I'm getting it together. I've been smoking too much brown cigarettes. Yeah, me feeling like I forget and stuff. Melissa, you like my friend Big G?
Yeah,
he's
dope.
Real thorough.
Definitely dope.
He's a person.
I like his vibe. Just straight up.
Do you think I be hard on you sometimes, or I'm just...
Nah, man.
I just use the right motivation, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Because sometimes I be thinking I be mean and shit, because I tell a nigga, like, send me something else. Like, no, make sure you do the shit right. Like, it's better be hot. Where's the bomb?
You gotta have the confidence to say
I don't give a fuck about that. It's the brown cigarette. It's about to be legal. HB50. HB50. You gotta put hashtag HB50 on this joint. March 18th. We on our way. We're there. HB50. I thought it was HP. I was about to say. I'm like, hey. For fire?
House bill.
They gonna legalize that shit. No, they better, because motherfuckers
like, huh? That's what the fuck is better
in your pool. You came in on the end of, you know, what Ashley was saying, but I can't wait. That's amazing. That's the opportunity to start all types of businesses. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. New jobs, new businesses. A lot of people come home.
Yeah, absolutely.
People can just chill out without having to like worry about the damn focus. It was legal at one point though. That's just so crazy. It was legal, like I think it was like in the '60s or fifties.
1957.
Yeah, so it was legal before that. They used to use it.
I didn't know that.
It was legal. Mm-hmm. And then I think how they started to see how people was using it, it became illegal. I forgot.
No, they started fucking over the fucking. And everybody was doing the war. That's why they did it.
Oh.
One of the main things is that.
And then people started doing heroin when they got to Vietnam.
Well,
they
damn.
That bad.
Well, what? They just graduated. What the hell?
Well, no.
Let's get to that level.
Hold on. Let me
sure you didn't know that?
I do know that. But,
okay.
So back in the 1940s,
there was a paper tycoon called William Randolph Hearst.
Uh-huh.
And basically, he owns like a lot of the timberland and everything like that. Hemp, which is the cannabis plant, was a cheaper resource to create a lot of things like paper.
Right.
So they actually,
they've been fucking up the environment. That's crazy.
They weren't using timber to produce paper.
But wait a minute. Do you know people? Because I know certain people, they use hemp as clothes, they use it as paper, they do different things.
Absolutely.
Can you do that now?
I mean, there's people that make like CBD juice, but I don't know.
Hilltop part of you from the all the way over in the trees.
No, yeah, in the trees.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, do you plan on coming out? Because actually, February 9th, we got the 3-round Rap Mania Cypher going on right here. You know what I'm saying? That's a Saturday evening. It's going to be crazy. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's a part of this shit. LP, Vodka, Dutch, Dutch, you know what I mean? What up, Shellyanna? What up, Lady Court? Everybody that's going to be in the building.
Yeah, I would love.
Did I send you the flyer?
Yeah, I would like to be in that.
Exactly. I'm about to drop this beat, man. Fuck this shit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the beat.
Yeah.
Oh, that is the beat.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You want to break to this beat? This beat. You're not going to say this. This is a love song beat. He's not gonna say a love song, y'all. Fuck out here.
Rap some gangster shit on it.
You know he's gonna rap some gangster shit. This is the thing he wanted.
That's that gangster.
Man, we gonna bring
him.
He needs a song and start off with the guns. Where's my guns at? Where's the? I think I got some bombs left over when I had Shuma King in this joint. All right, go ahead. Drop us some bars, Big G.
I write rhymes across planetary trails. I smoke a punchline, grab the Dutch and inhale.
Mm-hmm.
Faggot ass bitch get left and impaled. I'm like, girl, just stop playing games and let me nail. I set sail. I'm getting coast to coast. I turn up the track, pull up the heat, and watch it roast. I grab the toast, because there is no replacement. I'll take you back in the days like house parties in the basement. You heard about the burning, now it's time to face it. They say you talk like a gangster, so I had to embrace it. I made a gold microphone, so I had to taste it. I'm making money come to me, but motherfuckers want to taste it. I get that dope, I'm going to get that logic, but I know I ain't the process. With another contrast, get the fuck out my face. I don't know how much more of this bullshit I can take. Every time I come around, they try to keep me down. But they can never stop these adverbs and nouns. They're going to find your body parts up in the lost and found. I got swords to cut faster than the speed of sound. You can hear the track. You can hear the beat. And how I slice it up with the ill technique. You better stop and pay attention when I start to speak. I got Devo up accustomed if you off your feet. Plus, I talk them ill raps and leave you shit out of luck. And say whatever's on my mind, because I don't really give a fuck. Like fast bolts of lightning, your ass gets struck. And I ain't bent to carry guns, I'd rather knuckle it up. Plus, I cock back the mic like I'm cocking a rifle. You ain't my competition, homie, you my disciple. I don't recycle. I get in between her, still getting long neck in the back of the Beamer. I can smooth pull these girls just by style and demeanor. I got a call on my jack asking me if I seen her. She was feeling lonely, so I had to redeem her. When I bust, she sucked it up just like a vacuum cleaner. I'm saying.
We're gonna love at the end, you know what I mean? Put it together, you know what I mean? For you lovers out there, you know what I mean? Like real shit.
That was like a trap love.
This is like trap love. Tell about right to me, you know what I mean?
Tough love.
You know what I mean? I'm gonna be like, oh darling, I'm gonna make love to you. Do you wanna be like, fuck the shit? You better fuck me, goddamn it! Like, you know what I mean? I heard that back in the day.
I think I would choose the second one.
I think the second one.
The second one.
Fuck me, goddamn. Yes, Dr. Daddy.
I think I like the little gangster.
Or you know what I mean? It don't have to be you gangster, but you talk to a woman like you want to get in that pussy, you know what I mean? You miss the proper shot, Melissa.
Women are crazy,
you know what I
mean?
You know what I mean? Like, I think we can even pick that up now a little bit just to, like, kind of close out the show. Do you like to be, and there was poll in the room. Are you guys into the making love? Are you like, fuck? Who in the room for making love? Raise your hand. And I always try to say that to people, like, don't fuck nobody you don't like. You know what I mean? You guys, your dick won't get hard. Girls, you won't get wet.
That's a good idea.
You know, like, stupid. Because, like, some guys.
You can't even regret it.
Because, yeah, some guys, like, a lot of my followers, And some people, a lot of people I was following, and I unfollow certain people. Like, you know what I mean? If you on some dumb shit, and I'm actually giving you advice, get your shit together. Because, like, my one homie put up a drawing, and I keep fucking bitches, they be dry. No, you fucking bitches that don't like you.
That's
like, you. She don't like you, you know what I mean? Like, build a relationship with the broad first.
Yeah.
You're gonna smush all over you, like, it's just a swoosh. Right?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Am I wrong, ladies? Like,
yeah,
some ladies
yeah. You gotta get the
ladies
to foreplay. You can't just, like, dive in. Like, it don't work like
that.
That
shit gonna be dry. So you want to sound like macaroni and mayonnaise jar.
That's her vagina session.
None of the colors. No macaroni and mayonnaise colors. Like, make it clear. Like, make sure it's nice and clear. Y'all was watching this journal on Pornhub because I made it a point to certain people said I don't watch enough Pornhub to just watch them. And I was watching these videos, and these guys was fucking girls that, like, had the yeast infection on. I think I'm going to talk about that Thursday or whatever. Like, you ever talk to somebody?
How did you just
bust
everything?
It's horrible. I had to say that. You got to watch it. Listen, y'all, be on alert. This bitch was, it was like how many bricks was falling out her ass. I'm like, what is going on? Bricks was falling out her ass. And
boy,
I just into it.
Somebody wants
to hear about yeast. The boy was into it. I was like, what is going on? This is not right. Because it's too much of a discharge, guys. Relax. Like, you know what I mean? She's not swamping
you. Oh, my God. So
this is
funny.
Just nasty.
Yeah, that is nasty.
It's very nasty. But no, I feel like sometimes you gotta make it fucking not me. But I had so much fun today. Sorry for the certain callers who couldn't hear the music. You know, certain people saying they couldn't hear the music. But you make sure you get the Glockaware app. You check out the link in my bio for Glockaware Radio. Philly Shine Radio is the link every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. You can hear it real clear for Philly Shine Radio and Blog Talk. Call in. The music not always cool because y'all motherfuckers need to step your quality up. But we already had conversations. No. Right. Cool. So, you know, just had to say that little disclaimer. But I had fun on Philly Shine today. You know what I mean? We're going to play some music, close out the joint. Everybody drinking. All right, we're going to take some pictures. Shout out to everybody in the building checking out the good music. And the special guest, you know what I mean? And HB50. We're going to close out the show with more information about that because we need to know.
It's
not voting
right
yet.
Now.
Not yet. We got to find our congressperson. Find out who your representative is, the congressperson. Yeah, that's what she was talking about earlier. It's a bill that they put up to make weed totally.
I did
recreational
everything. But still, it was my senior project. Well, it was college. It was my capstone. You can do that. Bring some edibles.
The streets already died. Money over everything. I'm done. And I tell you, no lying. This is my artist, Sean.
How long have you been working with this lady?
Like 2 years. 2 years. And a Maybach got the bad bitch with long weave and teacup and a fat ass. He's an amazing businessman as well. Can you send email? And I got a J money?
about when Sean King makes music, like, it's like really empowering, you know what I mean? You have to listen to what he's saying, and like, for you to even say that about yourself, it'd be amazing, you know what I mean? A lot of you guys would be well better off. Well,
even
better
the Uber
song. Speak like Sean King.
Even the Uber song?
No, Send Him Home in an Uber is not an inspirational song. I don't know,
that's my fucking jam.
She's like, I'm always sending home niggas in an Uber. Listen, that's your right. And I'm just saying, when you know you have a purpose, don't you?
I do.
Melissa, you know you got a purpose too?
Of course.
Exactly. You know what I mean? All you motherfuckers.
We all got a purpose. That's why we in here.
Talk like Sean King. Sometimes I be telling them, I be like, yo, listen, you got to be like a prophet. We be opening up a church. Man, you got the money. Let's open up a church, you know what I mean? Get some more
like
money.
Yes, definitely.
Big faith.
You definitely
definitely
can learn a lot from
him. Yes. Everybody know I got a purpose. Don't believe shit they said. You know what I mean? Now, this purpose, I brought you back on because I feel like House Bill 50 is really important. And a lot of people don't know civics. You know what I mean? They do not teach us civics anymore. You know what I mean? Most people don't know how laws are made in our country, let alone any country in the world. But we have House Bill 50. Explain it to us. Like, not only can you guys start businesses, nobody will get in trouble.
Talking about House Bill 50, shout out to Senator Jake Watley, who actually introduced it into, legislature. Basically, it is stating three things that we want for the state of Pennsylvania. One of them being the full-scale legalization of cannabis. The second of them being your ability and right to grow plants in your own home so you can grow your own. Talking about or is that, you know, a lot of people who are dealing with, you know, medical issues and medical problems, they don't necessarily have the funding to go to these dispensaries that we do have available and pay for, or even on like the black market scale, they don't have the
turn us all in the farmers. Come on, y'all. That's the problem.
Being able to grow your own will allow you to help. And I mean, they're already doing it in DC, like I mentioned. For every one person that is in your household, you can have up to 5 plants.
We all need 3 plants apiece.
Five. You can get five.
Five
plants each.
five plants. We need five plants. Come on, Snow, you moving in. You like me, Melissa. We'll say some. I never told people, a lot of people, about the story about my Japanese, they used to live underneath, they were Vietnamese. They lived underneath of me. I used to complain because they would take their shoes off before they walked in the apartment on the first floor. You know what I mean? It'd be like 20 pairs of shoes out there. You know what I mean? Then 10 years later, everybody got their own business. You know what I mean? 10 years later, my old Japanese homies, you know what I mean, lived, my neighbors, they made some money. All of them was living together, so.
Oh, they started off living together. They started making money. Yeah. That's the way. You got to stay together. They can start making all this stuff.
Come on. I'm saying, let's have a...
We got to save our bills.
Let's get the house bill.
I should be doing me a favor. She be saving me like a good 15 to 2,000 a month. I was like, more bills.
The important thing about the House Bill 50 is going for full-scale expungement for anyone
that has
cannabis-related crimes. So,
oh, yeah, that's good.
You know, when you guys hear about this, you can reach out to your House of Representatives just by going to, the state of Pennsylvania website and putting your zip code, and you'll be able to find out who they are and talk to them about HB 50.
You can call them, you can send them a letter, what I mean? We got to be there March 18th. We're going to be there to support you. That Monday, March 18th, we're going to be there.
Yeah.
We're going to be there.
We'll be there on the Capitol.
We are
all going to
be there.
Y'all
better bring y'all work to there. Come on, y'all. This is for us, you know what I'm saying? And thank you so much for coming through. Again, I always say what your sister do.
Work hard every day.
Yes, she does. Yes, she does. Uh-huh. My sister over there making her moves. Big up to everybody checking out Philly Shine Radio. We're going to get into this music and say goodbye. Thursday, I don't know what we're doing, but I know we're going to New York. We're going to go support our boy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to D-Bill, Stadium, you know what I mean? Stadium Inc., my boy AJ, you know what I mean? I'll be on tomorrow for the Blitz Mag podcast sports show before the big show, the Super Bowl. I know the... You know, we couldn't be there. Andy Reid couldn't go, before that the Eagles couldn't go. But the Super Bowl is in Atlanta, and Atlanta is way turned up. Happy birthday to everybody turning up, celebrating their birthday this weekend. Real popping. Real lit for black people. We're going to have to get real in Philly, okay? But Philly Shine Radio, good night, y'all. We're going to check out this Jeff Check the Drip one more time. It's another joint. And everybody get money who I hate with. You can say that joint came on. You can say that, like, everybody get money while hanging. That's
right.
Woo! All right. We're going to take some pictures.
Well, I got you.
Jeez, we're going to take some pictures. And let them go.
There you go.
Too many cars in the driver. Hey!
Hey.
It's raining.
Okay.
We ain't getting no goddamn snow, Philly. Run the streets. I'm the fucking man now. That's not your phone. So yes, it is. No, it's not. Your phone right here. I'm in on that gangster, and everybody getting money who I hang with.
That's what I was talking about.
We want another level.
It's okay, I'm playing one more song. All right, let's get a group picture. Come on, Ben. Let's move these chairs over. Yeah, it's on YouTube now. Live. Yeah, we get posted. Mm-hmm.
I'm drunk. You must not have shared that much liquor today.
You moving out of bottles?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Uh-oh. We got Instagram videos coming through. Well, I can't see you guys. Well, I can't see you. Man, I can see. Who there?
You ready?
I'm going to take pictures. I'm going to do a group picture. Which I want? I didn't have that.
Yeah.
I'll be on that game shit. Come here, G. No, you say
in the picture.
Don't worry about it. about why my red berry is red.
But I'm so deep.
You drink your bottle.
I don't like that flavor of shit.
I miss you.
And that's our bottle.
That's so decent. Melissa just had a whole nother show going on at the end.
Niggas call me for whatever you about to wear. Like, now I'm going to say, call me for whatever you about to
buy. Till we meet again, it's always a pleasure.
That's how I know you're on the ship, because one night when I asked you, I was like, hey, what's your name? You was like,
hot princess.
You know what happened.
God damn, she's fucked up.
What is that?
Cash Cousin, I forgot his name.
Cash Cousin? That's the name of the song or that's the name of the song? Right. These niggas are the shit. We don't know.
I couldn't even get it out today. I can't believe it.
Better not, man.
What a nigga did this week. We done ran it for 20 minutes for an hour.
I just had to mob a nigga that put the time ready. How you gonna do that to me?
Like, I'm begging ass bitch, get left in his tail. I'm like, girl, just stop playing games and let me nail. I'm turning up the track, pull up the heat and watch the folks. I'm grabbing the toast, cause the end of the station, I'll take you back in the district house, calling in the basement. The home is about to burn and
yeah, I'm
the
top. I'm talking about the gangster,
so I had to be grateful. I made a gold like a phone, so I had the education. I'm making money coming to me from motherfucking mother patients. I get that dough, I'ma get that lot. But I know I ain't down to dump so on the pot. With another time press, what the fuck on my face? I don't know how much more of this whole shit I can take. Every time I come around, the top to keep me back. But they can never stop me there, throw me down. I'm going to find your body, I'm going to walk the sound. I got to turn up,
I'm gonna make a mind, never make a